guilty. There is an alternative.
Well, hello and good evening. Welcome to the Paul Revere Show. We are live here in Waukesha at the brand new stadium, 10-year anniversary of the Devil Radio and the Shaw, right here live. Monday night, 7 o'clock, 5:40 a.m., 101 or 92.7 FM. If you have a call-in tonight, call 844-967-2789. So tonight is Valentine's Day, folks. I hope you're out there spreading some love, talking to the people that are dear to you. And it made me think, you know, a few weeks ago I was talking about how do you create a more perfect union. And I told the story about Erin Jackson. Remember Erin Jackson? She was out here, African-American woman, speed skater, fell doing getting the qualifying, right? You remember mm-hmm. that? And here she gets to the Olympics. She's there because Brittany Bowie gave up her spot, right, to share the spot. And what happens? She gets the gold medal. Now that is just beautiful. The first African-American woman, speed skater, a gold medal, all because people were willing to share and communicate and believe in a more perfect union.
Amen.
So we are here tonight talking really about sort of the core, the center of the state, Waukesha, right here in the Shaw. And I have a wonderful guest, Kristen Hansen of Blue Sky Waukesha, and we're going to talk a while this evening about what Blue Sky Waukesha is and what's going on in Waukesha and what is Blue Sky. So, Kristen, tell us a little bit about who you are and what Blue Sky is.
I will. So I was doing work around elections and voting rights for many years before I thought that Waukesha deserved its own progressive advocacy group. And it kind of started
when we met, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you know, I was doing all the voting rights stuff and I was doing voter registration when that was a thing we could do with a clipboard. Remember that back in the day? And I started to realize that people were asking me a lot of really basic questions about voting and elections. And I was helping out a candidate by doing voter registration in his at his open house for his new office. And this is kind of the seminal moment that really sticks in my head. This couple came in and the husband wanted to check his voter registration, make sure it was up to date. So we did that. And then he said, you got to get my wife to register to vote. And I said, you know, what do you mean? And she was a middle-aged woman from Lake Country. And she said, I've never voted. I just don't feel like I ever have time to research the candidates and really know who I should vote for. And I feel like I'm going to make a mistake. And, you know, she told the story that I'm sure is not unique. She said, you know, after you feed the kids and do the homework and clean up the house and go to, and she said, the last thing I'm going to do is sit down at the computer and try to research who's running, who are they, what are, you know, and it's so hard to find information about local candidates at all. Most of them don't have websites. You can maybe find a Facebook page. There's, you know, getting a little bit better at some interviews. But she said, I never felt like I had enough information to make an informed choice. So I thought, you know, and her husband's next to her going, see, tell her she's got to vote. And I thought, you know, there should be something that is not one of the parties. We have two very strong parties here, but something that is not, that is for anyone who just wants to know the basics about voting and civics. And yes, we do have a set of values because, you know, I founded this group. So it's, sorry, but it's my values, which didn't used to be controversial. But I said, you know, maybe we can have a set of values and we can talk to candidates and we can recommend candidates. But on the other side, we can also just give straight up trusted voter information. So our slogan is inform, engage, empower.
So when was Blue Sky Waukesha created?
April of 2019.
And what have you done in the last, what's coming up 3 years now?
Yeah.
Like sort of what are the sort of key events that you recall?
We used to do back, you know, in the before times, before COVID, we did monthly meetings with regular speakers. And I have a broad network I'm very lucky to have. So we brought in Ann Jacobs, your colleague from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She talked about election security way before the 2020 election. We brought in regular candidates. We brought in elected officials. The mayor of Waukesha sat down with us. We were doing regular monthly informative meetings, but also starting a website and a digital presence that just straight up told people, here's how to register to vote. Here's where the elections are. Here's how you can do some research. Here's, you know, the wonderful League of Women Voters site, Vote411, where you can find nonpartisan information about candidates. Really basic information. And then we started to get involved in some community efforts, like trying to get the transit to from Milwaukee to the industrial parks in Waukesha County, which I'm delighted to know is starting to become a thing again.
That's excellent.
Yeah. And so little by little. Now, this whole time, however, I have a day job. So this is all just volunteer led.
And here we are in the middle of Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin, talking about elections, values now. And you mentioned I'm on the Elections Commission. So we had a major decision come out of a judge, right? Mm-hmm. Judge Bourne, right here in Waukesha.
Yes.
And Judge Bourne found that, you know, you can't use drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, like, you know, my mom is 90. She lives with my wife and I. She had a stroke. She lives upstairs. She cannot get her absentee ballot to a mailbox, right, without help. Now, it used to be for years and years and years and years that a spouse or a friend could take that absentee ballot and go drop it in, and we would count those votes.
Of course.
Right? Because we always thought that voting was you participated.
Shouldn't be a burden.
It's not only that. If we're going to ask people to be responsible, right, we should make it as easy to mm-hmm. do. But now Judge Bourne is saying, if I take my mom's absentee ballot and put it in the mailbox, of course I can't take it to a drop box, but put it in the mailbox, that's not legal.
Right.
Can you believe that? How many people do you think are out here in Waukesha that have seniors or folks with disabilities in their homes that are going to be either disenfranchised as a result of this?
Well, and I think that, you know, he was reading in such a way that you can think to yourself, you know, I'm sure you think of this as a lawyer, that's clearly not what they meant. When they said that, you know, you can... They didn't mean when they wrote the statute, you know, return your ballot. They didn't mean literally your husband can't take your ballot to the mailbox.
Well, they didn't.
I'm pretty sure that's not what they meant.
Specifically,
maybe they need to clarify. But
no, well, the statute did say a person. It didn't say the elector.
There
so
you go.
The Supreme Court is hopefully going to decide it. You know, we have an election tomorrow, February 15th, picking a mayor, candidates in Milwaukee.
Yeah, huge.
But I want to go back and stay focused on Waukesha here and sort of the center of purple country.
Yes.
Right? I live in a purple state. I'm from Milwaukee, so it's a sort of a bluer purple, right? Waukesha is
more Merlot.
Right. Exactly. Sort of like your blouse.
Yes.
Exactly. So where are we at right now in terms of the hot issues in Waukesha around voting? Has there been a lot of discussion about Judge Bourne's decision?
I haven't heard a lot of discussion. What I've heard is a lot of confusion. So that's where, again, if you don't believe in our values, which I think most people would if they really thought about it, you can trust what we put out on straight up voter information. We will, you know, I immediately put up, you can use your Dropbox out for February 15th. We're now going to put out the directive, not for April 5th. We always tell people it might change in the future. We're going to keep the website updated. We want to be a trusted resource for straight up information.
So let me go. I see we're coming up to a break here. We'll be back with Kristen for more. And then we're going to introduce some friends of yours.
Yes.
And we're going to spend the next 40 minutes
talk about some more issues.
Talking about our kids, right? And those that we really love and care about, the future of America. Thank you.